Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host Devin.
Hello there, hello.
Hello, Devin. I like to lean in, like the hello, 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 coming in, like you're stepping into the room.
Just grabbing a beer.
All right, with that beer in hand, Dev, what do you got for us today?
Hang on, where is it?
The long balls.
Hang with us here, folks. Hang with us.
Take a sip. Find his quote.
I'll try this. Here we go.
All right.
When gathering seeds to begin our work, we may be tempted to look for a grand sign before committing ourselves, or a clap of thunder to assure us that we found the way. And I was thinking about that, and maybe we talk about ideas and stuff where they come from all the time, but I think it's like a whisper, you know?
Right, yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
a tiny little nugget of something in your brain, and you gotta catch it.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like, it's that, you know, like, that you're waiting for a clap of thunder to be like, this is the idea, you know? This is the big idea that's gonna be the big idea. It's going to be the one that really does something for me. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it is. I think it's just that little hint of like inspiration, right? You see something or you hear something or like there's an idea that just doesn't want to go away, you know, like
yeah.
Something about it. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I mean, cause I think that they, you know, the clap of thunder ideas do come. And sometimes it's very like, you know, it's right in your face. It's like, yeah, that's it. Like, it's, you know, that's the one I'm going to do. You know, that's the thing. Like, that's the sign. It's so obvious. Like, that's what it is. But I think the majority of the time, you're right. It is just a little whisper going through.
A little whisper.
Yeah. I like
idea.
That. Yeah. I mean, I had, you know, thinking about the samurai, you know, samurai knife maker challenge. You know, I had this kind of idea that started as just it was just like, okay, well, you know, like everything, you know, how do we incorporate that idea into what we do or what I do, you know, like what makes me excited. And so it was just the idea of just a samurai bushcraft knife. Like, how do I, just those two words together, like, how do I meld that, you know? So it was just this little idea, and then I started thinking about it, you know, and I think that is kind of the key, is like, you have to have something to get you started, right? You're like, okay, well, here's where I want to start. Now that I know where I want to start, now I can really invest some like research and brainstorming and look up, you know, ideas and get inspiration and then start formulating a plan. So, but it's just the little tipping point.
Yeah. You got to go with it. You're not going to get anything huge. You're going to get little bits, little things.
Right.
And then just go for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a shorter podcast tonight because it's already late.
Yep. So, yeah. So I did want to kind of talk about some of the things I have been up to because I've been making a bunch of stuff. All costume stuff for Renfest, Renaissance Festival. I've made, so like in the last 2 weeks or 2.5, 3 weeks, I've made a Viking sword. I've forged 10 dragon claws.
Oh, yeah.
I made a buckler, like a small shield, you know, with a a metal boss in the middle, so a convex dome.
You talked about the buckler last time.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Because you remember you were like, you were talking about sleeping, and you were talking to Nicole, and she was like, oh, I want this thing and that.
I don't know if we talked about it in the podcast. Maybe we talked about that when we were out to dinner or something. I don't know. But okay. But yes, maybe we did. If you guys are hearing it, it's not new. Yeah, so, yeah, she's, yeah, I was laying in bed at night, and yeah, so if we didn't tell the story, I'm going to tell it again real quick, but laying in bed at night, like I was kind of scrolling through Instagram, and my wife had fallen asleep, and she's laying there, and maybe 10 minutes go by, and it's, you know, it's quiet, because I'm just doing my thing, and she goes, can you make me a shield? And I was like, yeah. or I think she might have said a buckler, right? It's like a small shield. Yeah. She's like, can it have a boss in the middle? I was like, yeah, I can do that. She's like, okay. And just like went back to bed. It was like one of those things that's just like on her mind, you know, and she like couldn't sleep until she like got it out. So it was like, she didn't want to forget it. So it was just cute, you know, like, can you make me a shield with a boss? I can do you both those it. Things, honey. Don't you worry about it. I got your shield made. I'm your man. But yeah, so last Sunday we went to the Renaissance Festival. And we had a lot of costumes and stuff. It was fun. It worked really well. And I did post a picture. I think that picture has a picture of Nicole Shield. Maybe not. It might just be that our like busts. Cause I just, it was like a selfie, but we had all our gear and, you know, and the website for the Maryland Renaissance Festival can't bring any weapons in, no real or fake weapons. Mm. But last year, you know, multiple times, like Corinne went twice and both times she was able to bring in her swords or wooden swords. And then, we all went as a family last year and we were all able to bring all that in. Like, you know, they're not like in full scabbards. They're just in little leather frogs. So you can tell that it's a full wooden sword. But so I made myself a new sword, the day before Renaissance Festival. So I guess like Friday night, or maybe it was even Saturday morning, forget what it was, Saturday. So I made a Viking sword, you know, that kind of Viking style sword, because we were kind of going as like Viking theme. And, but yeah, so we got up to the door and went through, paid our tickets, would go through, and then they have like a security, you know, security people just watching people come in, and they were like, no, you guys can't bring in the wooden swords. We're like, why not? Like, they're just wooden swords. You can see they're wood. You know, we brought them in last year. They're like, no, sorry. You know, like Maryland, you know, law or whatever, police say, you know, can't have any blah, 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 whatever. We're like, okay. So we go and take them back out. But then of course in the Renaissance Festival, they're selling wooden swords. Yeah. And yeah, you know, obviously they sell all the like weapons, all the real quote unquote real weapons you buy, you can't actually carry around. Like you have to keep them in their packaging or whatever.
But can you carry the wooden swords that you buy?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody's running, you know, obviously mostly kids. They're all running around, like, swinging, sword fighting in the streets and stuff. And, like, all the wooden swords all over the place. But not our nice-looking wooden swords we couldn't bring in. That's a bummer. But mine was kind of nice. I made it out of, I think it was just pine. It was, you know, a piece of a 2x4. But, you know, standard kind of Viking sword length. And then the handle, the guard, and the pommel were made out of black walnut. And then, like, a dark leather handle. It looked really nice.
There was a recent comment on the wooden sword video where he was like, yeah, if you have all this amazing gear and blah 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 and $5,000 worth of stuff, you can make this little wooden sword
simple wooden sword too.
And I don't know if I responded something smart or not, but it was like, we made a whole point in the video of saying, like, every step of the way, hey, you could use this instead of this.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
every single one. Instead of right. this.
Yeah.
We made it a point to go through and to discuss that. It's the whole point of the video. Like,
what? Right, it's a simple wooden sword. Make one for your kids. Yes, right. I have these tools.
You need to make a wooden sword.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, and you can do it with all these simple tools. You know, I have the
right
easier tools to do it out of, so I'm going to do it out of because I can do it faster.
Right, but every step of the way, we made a point to say, hey, you can use this or you can do that. Silly.
He's like, yeah, you could. You could do that, but you could also build it with your $5,000 shop.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
But yeah, so I didn't get to wear my sword, unfortunately. But, you know, so I just took it off, took the swords back to the car, and we walked around with all the rest of our gear on and, like, the sword holsters on our belt still with no sword in them. But it was fun. You know, Nicole got a lot of good comments because hers was really good. Like, she had enough, like, other accoutrement to really, like, bump up the full Viking look. She was doing good. She had a blonde, like, a long blonde wig on. She had, like, braids in the hair and stuff, you know, like... It was cool.
You know what I would love to do is multiple days or a whole weekend and like either film it as a thing.
Oh yeah.
And like get like the stories of Renfest as well as like, hey, today we're gonna visit the glassblower.
Yeah, right.
Today we're gonna visit the musicians. This day we're gonna visit the horses and stuff, and see see the people preparing in their costumes, or we're gonna visit the person who does the costumes. You know, wouldn't that be great?
That will be cool. I like that idea, like the behind the scenes kind of thing.
Yeah. And but there's a real quick, there's a little bit of it where I don't want to see how
it's made. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
I love it so much just the way it is.
Right.
That maybe not, maybe we'd have to go to other places. Go to the one in Pennsylvania, but even if we didn't do that, I would just like to I would like to do 2 days or something.
Yeah.
Because you never get to see everything.
Right, yeah.
And also, there's always like, oh, you can stay till the end where everyone hangs out at like the main pub middle place where they're playing music and sing along. And I never get to do that. We always like roll out.
Yeah.
It'd be fun just to rip it up one night and have fun the whole time and like have an Airbnb real close by where we could all stumble to and hang out after. And, you know, it'd be great. Yeah.
That would be sweet. We went on Sunday and then we're going to go again next Sunday. So not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend. So we are doing the twice. And I was thinking like, cause this time around it was just Nicole and I and Corinne and her friend Parker. And we were like, I was thinking we'd stay the whole time. Cause it was like, okay, we're all, you know, old enough we could do it. But then Corinne and Parker, they were like at like 3:30 or something. They're like, all right, I think we're done. We're like, wait, but don't want to stay till the 6 o'clock, you know, joust where they have the culmination of this thing we've seen. Cause we, you know, they have like three jousts throughout the day.
Right.
It's like a building story, you know, so you hear this, see this, you know, the first one, then the middle one, the last one's supposed to be like the end of the story. So, but they were done. So, and then when we're going next, you know, not the next time we go, we're going to have, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll stay longer, but we'll have a few different families there with, you know, younger kids and stuff. So we'll see if maybe somebody will want to stay with me and we'll stay through the whole thing.
Even less time.
Spend another $40 on beer.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, but yeah, relatively the prices aren't bad. Are they still kind of low?
Yeah. $7 a beer.
Are they $7?
Yeah.
I thought it was like $5.
No, they have, it's just all $7, which, you know, like we went to the Orioles game the other night and they're all $12.99 or whatever for good beers. Yeah, so crazy. It's like, it's crazy, but
yeah, there is that. And you can get the mix like,
yeah, the Bee Sting. Or
so you get a little bit of wine. So it's like at least bumped up, you know, you get
What's the other one? It's, if there's a Bee Sting, which is like, there's one that's cider and beer and then there's one that's mead and beer. I forget what the other one's called, you know, but they're both good.
Well, now next time you just got to, in your costume, just bring a flagon of something. But the thing is, yeah, it's a mix of you're with family. So maybe we just got to do like a boys Viking.
Yeah.
Like trip where it's all That'd of us sweet. Where we can be, we're like Vikings or Celts.
Like, yeah, right. Be kind of rowdy.
A little rowdy, you know, and just get into it.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Right. Yeah, it's funny, like, you know, being in full costume, you feel like you're playing the role. You know, you're there, you're in a role. But then you walk up to people who, like, really do it or work there, and they're like, you know, they're like, good day, my lord. And I'm like, hi. I mean, I'm like, hello. You know, I'm not like in the mindset to respond in the right, like, good day to you too. You know, it's like, I'm not playing the part up. It doesn't feel the same, but
that's what eight ciders are for.
Eight ciders.
Then you'll be swagging around like, oh, hello, my lady.
Exactly.
Singing songs and stuff as we walk through. And
that'd be sweet.
then you have that inhibition of like, oh, this feels a little awkward. I know you're playing a game.
Yeah.
You have a few of those bee stings. You're like, let's play. I could be goofy too.
I didn't do the hammer bell game thing this time around. I've always done it, and like, I've won it enough times. You know, I'm like,
it does. Feel
I watch
good.
Other people do. It does feel good though. Yeah, and it's like $3 for 5 swings, and if you hit all 5, you get a little thing. So, but I'll do it next time because, you know, it's fun too. It's just like a fun challenge. But I want to, like, I've said this before, and I think I'm right, but I'm not sure. So I think on those games, they have an ability to tighten up the whatever. They can tighten it so it becomes a little bit harder and harder throughout the day.
For sure.
So I want to try to do it at the end of the day. when it's like all the way tight, you know, potentially, like that's what you would think. That's like they've tightened it throughout the day if they have.
I feel like they can tighten it until you can't do it. So there has to be like a point, like if they wanted to, they can just tighten it all the way down and you'll get three feet in the air.
I break the bitch.
Sir, we put a steel block over it. It won't go through. I got it. Give it to me. Let me try.
I'll. I don't know.
Hail Odin. That's the wrong. You can't heil.
Heil. Heil Odin? Thor? Is that
Sir, you can't come in here dressed as an SS guard. That's not the type of cosplay we're going for. This is ridiculous.
This is Renaissance Festival.
Oh my.
I did also forge out a Thor's hammer pendant, which is cool. We talked about that, but that was that was a cool just kind of a cool exercise in blacksmithing, because I had to do some upsetting and you know, like drawing out and a little bit of everything, and then some like real control with the hammer and twisting. And so that was cool. So, yeah, so I had, like, my costume was basically just, like, a tunic shirt, like a linen shirt that's has, like, a leather, you know, stitching at the top. And then I have a Viking whetstone, so it's a piece of, like, jasper hanging from a necklace. I had that and my Mjolnir, my hammer necklace. And then I had, like, a leather bag that I was wearing. It's, like, kind of a crossbody bag. And then just khakis and then, like, some tall leather boots, you know, kind of not super tall, but, you know, mid-calf. Leather boots, and then I had my belt on with we have these kind of these cool horn cups that we got from a SCA event, and I made some leather like a leather holster for it, so it slides into it, so that's on my belt. And then plus I have our brother Derek got me a kind of like a foraging bag that's a brown canvas bag that rolls up and flips up on your hip, and you can snap it shut with like a piece of leather. So I had that on my hip, and then my missing sword, which would have been cool to have, but but it was cool. Like, it was definitely, you know, we could it was very very obvious, at least in my opinion. And we had a few people be like, oh, nice Viking costumes, you know. So it was like just the right amount of decoration to look Viking. Nicole and I thought about doing some type of face stuff, you know, like some war paint type thing, but we're like, but then we got to be like in that role all day, you know. Then we got to be in that, like, you know, stern, angry, whatever. Maybe not, but like, it wasn't necessarily the role we wanted. So, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just hard at work at lots of costume stuff, but we have Corinne's costume was done and Nicole's was finished, and yeah. And they were cool. It was fun. And so then we have kind of a different versions of the costumes that we'll wear, the next time we go, that are a little bit more like medieval, you know, I guess, I don't know, British medieval rather than, you know, Viking medieval.
Right.
Anglo-Saxon.
I know, that's fun. I really want to go this year, but we're just so crunched down with this this kid's room over here. We're still trying to get done. And
yeah,
got a family friend to come over today and look at the rooms and measure them out and pick out some carpet and stuff. So we're going to get them.
All right.
At least one thing I won't have to do.
Yeah, right. And I was thinking, like, there. We do, you know, we need to shoot the Samurai Knife Challenge before basically Maker Camp, before your son is born, all sorts of stuff. So what I figured is we could kind of be honest about it, you know, in the intro, be like, this is what we're going to do. You know, we got to do this. We're both super busy right now. Devin is, like, you know, we can decide, depending on how much we want to go into it. I was like, so this, you know, so this video is going to look a little different, because then I can just, like, I could do a lot of filming on my own, you know, just set up tripod and just make it like a no talking, just a shoot all the way through, watch the process, and then have the end, you know. So that way we really only need to get together for the intro and the outro, you know, and then do that.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. And I'm like happy to do that, because, you know, it works fine. I can just set up the camera and tripod and, you know, just kind of keep on working. And yeah. And then maybe, you know, like, depending if you want to come on one of the days or whatever, you can get some, like, moving around shots or whatever. But otherwise, it could just be camera, you know,
yeah,
still shots and stuff.
Yeah, we're just out of time right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it's just been a busy summer. And, you know, you've been obviously had a lot on your plate with getting ready for the new baby boy.
So, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, so speaking of Maker Camp, I have a Maker Camp trivia for you.
Okay. I thought every time you bring it up, it just makes me sad. I'm just sad.
So we would play this trivia. This is called
Things You'll Miss This Year.
Ways that we're going to make Devin feel like a piece of shit.
We partied with Adam Savage.
He came to Maker Camp and he camped right next to us. We sat out all late and around our campfire.
I will.
Spit. You're like, I'll drive up.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Send a picture like, hey, look who's here. He knows our channel. He was asking about you.
He knows you personally.
He knows.
He wants to. He says you're an inspiration, and if you were here, he'd shake your hand. Oh, I'd definitely come up. But yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah, right. I'll be there in a couple hours.
What, 4 or 5 hours? I'll be there.
Yeah. So, okay. So this trivia is called Name That Maker. So I'm going to give you...
Why? I don't know anybody's names.
You might. I'm going to give you the name, their Instagram handle.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to give me their first and last name. You can get points for both first and last name. I have 10 people. You have a potential of 20 points.
This is the worst game you've ever come up with.
I was like, what can I do? What can
You're like, he's not good with names. And he always mentions how you should never mention people's names because you hurt people's feelings. So now I'm going to embarrass myself and hurt everybody's feelings who I've met.
Well, I will tell you that I made sure that I knew all of their first and last names. Like, I didn't look them up.
But the problem with this is the closer it is to the person, the more I know them, I'll still forget their name. Well, so I was like, oh, you should definitely know that one. Like, yeah, I know.
I should definitely know
I
that
should.
One.
But... There's a lot of things I should know, but I don't.
Well, then. Well, that's a good disclaimer to start off with. You're like, yeah, I'm not good with names. Alrighty. All right, here we go. So there are a couple easy ones. Here, I'll give you a real easy one. No, that's all right. Here, I'll give you my list, and then I'll ask you a few at the end and see if you can get them too. All right, so the first Instagram handle is Vintage Axeworks.
Mm-hmm.
So what's his first and last name?
Why? it's Roy, right?
Yes, you got a point for Roy.
Yeah, Roy.
Check. Yep. And last name?
Roy. I forget. I know him. I know his face. I know the times I've talked to him, and I know the conversations we talked about. I don't know his last name right now.
Okay, so you get 1 point for Roy Scott.
Roy Scott.
One point. All right. Okay, next person is the Tradesman Channel.
Jim.
Yes.
Jim Tradesman.
No, come on, it's an easy one.
No, see, this is the point. I know like they're all easy for and me. I know who they are. I mean, I text Jim, like we talk. I can't remember people's names. I have a terrible memory. You're lucky I got Jim and Roy.
You got a good memory for, like, you know, camera stuff, just not names.
I don't know the camera names either. Right. You know, it's a Nikon something. It's a Panasonic something. I don't know.
You got off a good memory for names. Jim.
Jim Tradesman's Channel.
Jim the Tradesman Channel. It is Jim Smith. Oh, Jim Smith. All right. 2 points. Okay, number three, Smiling Wolf Workshop.
Noah Schmoa.
Noah, yeah, you got Noah. You're doing good. You get all the first names. That's how you'd introduce yourself to them.
See, but I'm terrible. I'm terrible with first names. Even though if I met someone a bunch, I need like my wife near me to go like that's blah blah. Blah. This is blah. Like I'll forget people in her family's names. Even though I've talked to them forever, I just don't. None of that downloads into my brain.
This is great. I can just razz you from now on out. How bad you did on my trivia.
I know. So anyone, if I don't get even your first name, don't feel bad. I know who you
are. Yeah, right, exactly.
I have good feelings towards you when I see you. I'll give you a hug and say, how are you? And then we'll chat, but I forget everything else about you.
You're like, I love you now and in the moment. And last time we chatted, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You, guy, friend, mm-hmm. buddy.
Buddy.
All right. So Noah, you have his last name? Any idea? Noah Shmoah.
Yeah. That's what I said. Final answer.
Noah Spence.
Spence.
Yeah. Noah Spence. Okay. This one should be an easy one. I know I keep saying that.
Yeah, you say that every time. They all should be easy. I know all these people. We've had most of them on our podcast. I still
forget. Yeah, right. Exactly. So this one should be easy because parts of their names are in the title. How about P.L. Smith?
Luke and Priscilla.
Luke and Priscilla. Check, check. Last name? Smythe. There you go. Look at you. 3 points.
One, yeah, so if you give me the last name, I'll get it.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's if you give it to me. If you, I should do that, yeah.
I'll give if you include it in the names. Question, I will get that part.
All right, next up. So that was number four. Here's number five. This is Can't Handle It.
This is torture. That's what this is.
Can't Handle It.
Is that's the training? First one. I can't handle. Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is this an ex person?
Instagram is at can't handle it. No, it's not an ex person.
I do not know that one.
I'll give you a hint. And this may be, you just may not know his first name. Maybe you do. He runs Maker Camp.
Oh, Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Austin.
And Austin Schmalston.
Can't handle it. Austin.
Austin Handle?
Hey, Austin Handel. I'll give you both points for that. Good job. I mean, you know, because like the hint didn't give anything away except, you know, handle it, but whatever.
Mm.
All right. Look at you. Got it. All right. This one I know we've talked about before, but I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't get it. Although maybe I wouldn't be surprised if you don't get any of them. So we'll see. all right. This is Skull and Spade 13.
Skull and Spade.
Yeah. This one was a little bit trickier, but I figured I'd throw it in there. These are all people that, so again, these are all people that you have met or talked to, or maybe not met, but people that are surrounded, you know, Maker Camp centric.
I'm not sure.
Skull and Spade is Brett McAfee.
Oh, you know, I was thinking Blacksmith.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Again, that's what I was saying. Like, I know, like, obviously he did the class with you and stuff, and we've talked to him, you know, about like the channel and the post vice and stuff. So, all right. So let's see. You got all those, but not that. Okay. All right. Next up, the hand engraver.
Oh, what's his name? Florida guy we had on the podcast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I just can't. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Oh, this is the worst. I like him a lot. I'm glad we had him on the podcast, and we had a bunch of good conversations.
Yeah, right. I know that's in my mind. I was like, who are we sitting around the fire with? I was like, oh,
no, yeah. We talked for a long time.
The hand engraver. Yeah. Oh, he's awesome, dude. He's great.
I know more about his story. The name just escapes me.
Well, his first name is close to your first name.
Huh? Oh, what?
His first Adam? Name is close to your first name.
Oh. I was like, Adam's not it. I know that.
Your name's not Adam?
No, I know. I thought you, because you dropped out there, I thought you said was supposed to be your
first name. Oh, close to. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Evan Watson.
Evan. Yeah.
Evan. Yeah. All right. Strike two. All right. This one is, you'll get her first name, but you may or may not know her last name. Patty Brooklyn. Patty Brooklyn.
Yeah, Patty the Sower.
It's a pretty, like, Patty the Sower. That's cool. That's like her gangster name. Patty the Sower.
I don't know her last name, no.
Her last name is Gilstrap. Patty Gilstrap.
Gilstrap.
Yeah. Patty. And that one, like, I remember, like, you know, we haven't had a ton of, I mean, we took the class with Patty, so we got to know her that way. We haven't had, like, a sit-down conversation with, like, what we had with most of the rest of these people, other than Austin. We haven't really. But for some reason, her last name just stuck in my head really well. Gilstrap. I don't know. So, all right. So, you got Patty. We'll give you that because I was in the title. All right. This next one is Hickory Homestead Creations.
Oh, Adrian.
Yep.
Vita.
Yeah, there you go. I was really
we went to her home.
I was gonna say I was gonna really gonna give you some shit if you couldn't remember hers.
But see, even that, I there's a chance I because it fades in and out. I'm telling you,
right?
It's like waves of memory.
And also, I'm like I'm putting you on the spot too, which is always kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
You said you wanted a game. This is a game. It's hard.
No, I said a fun game.
Have something fun.
This is the thing I'm worst at. And that can embarrass myself and the people I'm mentioning or forgetting.
It's funny for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, last one, number 10. This is Woodland Iron.
Woodland Iron. Woodland Iron. Woodland Iron. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll give you a hint. He's... Because I'm like trying to give you enough that you might remember the face, then it might bring back the name. He is Keith Drennan, and him run the Working Hands podcast and do the Maker Swap.
Mm.
So he's the other guy. We talked to him for a while, and you know.
Yep. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't recall his name.
Can you get his last name?
No.
His last name is Woodland. So, Tony Woodland.
Tony.
Yeah.
Cool Tony
Woodland. All right. So, you got 10 points out of a possible 21. So, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
I don't know.
Maybe that'll be a new bit. I'll quiz you each week.
I'm not playing that game again. I'll tell you that much.
you're like, I don't care that I don't remember them. I just don't want to make them feel bad about me not
exactly.
remembering
them. Exactly. My memory sucks.
You're like, it's not that I don't love you all. I do. I just have a bad memory.
So many. I forget.
I know you say you don't remember, like,
my family's aunts and uncles. Like, not my, but, like, you know, like Caitlin's aunts and uncles' names, stuff like that. I'm just like, which one is that? Who is? Unless I actually put a name to that visual memory thing where you pick a name and then I visualize that thing. I do that. Unless I do that trick, it does not stay in at all.
Well, there you go. You have a new goal for next Maker Camp you get to go to.
But I love most of those people and some of them.
Nice.
Some I just don't know because I don't like very much, but most of them I really do. Very much so.
If you know who you are.
Good people.
No, it was kind of fun. It was just fun thinking about the different people we kind of hung out with and did stuff with and chatted with, you know. I was trying to think. So there's, like, you know, Mount Phillip Metalworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know his name.
Oh, why are you still going? Why? This is not the game anymore.
It's so easy. They're so easy.
Chris Cash and there give me go. Like DeResta or something. God, that
DeResta. How about DeResta? I know. I was looking at it. I was like, what other people, you know? I was like, Matt Stagmer. His Instagram handle was Matt Stagmer. I was like, well, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Mareko Mamasi, you know, Jeff Fader. But, you know, those people we, like, you know, it was more fun just, like, thinking about the people we, like, hung out with and had a good time, like, chatting with and doing stuff, you know. Good Mark Adams pictures, you
good
know?
Thing I'm not going to see him.
I know, I was thinking that, too. I was like, well, you know, if he does bad, this don't have to worry about too much.
I think he'll be pissed. I won't be there to yell at him.
He'll be like, where's your brother?
You talk to him.
I'm sure I'm going to get a ton of that anyway, though, because, you know. When it's not the two of us together, I was gonna be like,
"Where's
we have
Devin?
Been,
yeah,
Where's
all
Devin?
The events we've been together, so it's gonna be missing half.
It's gonna be weird.
Gonna be weird. Oh, well. But you got a lot of shit to do, so
I do. Yeah,
you'd be a busy fella.
I just have a lot of shit to get ready before.
You got to get your stuff ready, bruh.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna be busy this weekend. So, yeah. I'm actually tomorrow evening. So this is Friday. If you're listening to this, the evening of Friday, the 13th. Look at that. Right, Friday 13th or is it the 15th? 15th. Friday the 15th.
Yeah.
Today is the 14th. All right. Yeah. So tomorrow night I'm going to Philly to go see Eddie Izzard in concert in live Eddie Izzard. So I'm super excited about. So I'll be up there tomorrow night. We'll be back late, and then Saturday and Sunday I'll be working on making my maker swap item and getting all of my bow stuff ready and kind of organized and ready to go. I have to kind of fix up my draw horse because it's got the legs are a little wobbly. So
are you going to get hay bales or anything?
So there's a couple people up there that will Big Bear Customs reached out. He said he could bring some stuff. He's because he lives close by. So, and I haven't talked to Austin yet, but so this weekend I'm going to get all that stuff together, figure out what exactly I'm going to be doing at each of the six demos that I'll be doing. And then send that information to Austin with a few things. This is what I'd like for you to have if you can have for me, And that's that's hay bales and, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. I have to figure that out.
What you need is some big signage for the Art of Craftsmanship.
Well, I got a new sticker for the Art of Craftsmanship. That was cool.
But you need something to hang,
Yeah, I know. Well, you buy it and I'll take it.
Well, you don't have to buy it. Just...
I got to make that too now.
Yeah. You buy yourself. You got to do everything.
No, this is us. I did buy all the stickers. They were the last, I got the new Maker Switch stickers.
You didn't make those. You just ordered.
No, I said I bought it. Yeah.
You didn't have to buy the stickers.
Well, I mean, we kind of did. That's half the fun of Maker Camp is that everyone's giving away
stickers. No, I'm saying it's not like you're saying, I have to bankroll the stickers. You just split anything like that you want. It's fine.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I got the new Maker Switch stickers, and I got the new AOC Rune sticker, and then I got the... Did I show you the picture of the other one I did? Or talk to you about it at all?
I think so. No evil here.
Yeah. So I made that one, and got that one coming, too, so...
Can't Nicole print something out at her shop? A quick thing? I know it's all hard stuff. I wonder what's the biggest CNC stuff they can cut out.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, they have they can do. I think it's probably 30 by 60 or something like that. So the big routers, she could route out something, a big giant sign for us,
Just put it on wood or something, and then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have something. I'm not gonna just go out there without anything. I gotta have some type of signage, but yeah, I'll see what it is. Yeah, so we'll see. That'd be fun. But yeah, so I'm gonna be busy this weekend. But I will be posting about the Maker Camp Maker Swap item. So while I'm working on that, I'll get a bunch of pictures and post that on Instagram, and also some pictures of the bow stuff getting ready. And then Nicole had a good suggestion, just kind of posting some stuff on Instagram of older pictures of bow work and stuff that I've done throughout the years leading up to Maker Camp to get people excited.
Yeah, man,
that'd be cool. I also just hit 10,000 followers today on Instagram. Which is pretty cool. The last 5 followers were 2 of my students. Because I was in class and I looked at my phone. And I was like, I got 5 more followers to go to hit 10,000. And so one of my students was like, I'll follow you. So he was like, what's your Instagram? So he pulled it up. And then he did something. And then I was like, okay, now I have 3 more to go. You were one of whatever these 2. And then one of my other students was like, I'll do it too. So, and then after they followed, then... I was like, oh, and I was reading the names and they were like, yeah, that's mine. And that's also my other one. That's a fake one. And I was like, and then I was like, yeah. And the other guy was like, yeah, I followed you with my real one. And then my second one. And then also my fake one. I was like, what the heck? I was like, all right, so thank you. But so 2 people gave me my last 5 to get to 10,000.
There you go.
I was like, right on. That's how you do it. That's kind of cool. It's a cool milestone. So with 10,000, you can actually monetize on Instagram. I don't know. Instagram changes so much on how you can monetize. So I don't even know what that means anymore, but I'll look into it.
There you go.
Try to bring a little extra dough in for the channel. So
All right, I got a little game, and it's not embarrass Dustin. I was thinking of, well, I had a rant ready, but I don't know if I'm going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But so I was thinking about overrated and underrated things, right?
Oh, all right.
So I got some stuff here. You can react to something if you think I'm wrong.
Okay.
Well, originally I was going to go, all right, here's the thing. Is it overrated or underrated? But I think we'd be able to tell. Like, we'd kind of know. We'd probably have relatively the same ideas on that stuff, you know?
Right, yeah.
But I think I think I got some in here that might surprise you a little bit. All right.
Okay, all right.
Overrated. Tom Morello solos.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
We obviously both love Tom Morello. We both love, you know, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's Rage Against, he's Rage Against Machine guitar player and Audio Slave.
Yeah.
So love both bands.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say that they're overrated. Well, maybe I would. I don't know. Because,
yeah, people do. You know, like, no one shits on him
Tom Morello. Right.
It's always like, oh, so creative. So, and I will say some of them are. But right. Some of them are a little grating on, like, your, you know, he's going too far out.
Yeah.
It's like, and you're like, all right. Like, it's not even the guitar anymore. It's some type of weird feedback, like, high-pitched right. thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, was that a solo? Right. Like, all right. It's not even guitar anymore.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. I mean, I will say some of them are great, like a few, but I will say maybe like 2 out of 10 of his I love. Some I can leave or take, but there's like the small percentage are the ones I really do love, but a lot of them I can either take or leave it, or there's some that I think really hurt the like song where you're just like, all right, like
right.
It's just weird to be weird, or it's just like too unconventional.
Right, but I think that's also what makes those songs stand out in a way. You know, it's almost like Bob Dylan, you know, the fact that he can't sing very well is what made him stand out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I mean, he's also like a great lyricist.
The songs for Rage are just like heavy rock and roll bangers.
Right,
like
right, yeah.
Great riffs. Right.
Right. Like it could be just as good without like a crazy.
Yeah. He has the solo. Heavy guitar riffs down, right? All the great Rage riffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's his riffs and it's the rapping that works so well together. And then his solos, I think, don't add much, in my opinion. You know, like in the line of great guitar players,
right.
I might put him up there for being different, but not.
Yeah.
Not his riffs, his main riffs and hooks impress me more than his weird eclectic solo playing, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's, I would, in my mind, like just a purely my opinion, he would never make it onto my list of like greatest guitarists. It's just not, he doesn't stand out that way to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think in you would say like, you know, great rock bands of all time. I think Rage definitely falls in there, you know? But just Tom Morello in general, I don't think about him as a lead guitarist the same way I think about other lead guitarists as lead guitarists, you know, from other like Zeppelin and, you know, and, you know, whatever, all of them, you know, like all the great, you know, Hendrix and Clapton and, you know, it's like, there's a ton of lead, great guitarists and that it doesn't feel that same way. So maybe that's why I do agree with you that like his, yeah, solos are overrated.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Overrated. I'll just do the two more musicians I have. Bruce Springsteen and Jack White.
Ooh. So I definitely agree with you on Bruce Springsteen.
Not my boss.
I never could get into like his voice and the like just the, I don't know, just not my thing.
There's a great bit that my friend always does for me. He does it best. But it's an old SNL bit, apparently, where it's like, you've heard all his hits, Bruce Springsteen. He's like, and now a special CD collection Bruce Springsteen, Just the Stories. It's yeah, the stories right, in between yeah. each thing. Did I tell this last time?
I don't remember, but I've heard that before. That's
funny. He's a guy who used to move dirt from one field to the other in New Jersey. 2, 3, 4. And then it stops, and you go to the next one. And just down at the union office picketing, and 2, 3, 4.
It's funny, though, man. Like, there are some serious diehard, you know, Boss fans. It's crazy.
Yeah, not for
like,
me. Not
yeah,
me.
No. Now, I really like Jack White. Mm-hmm. I really like the White Stripes. Yeah. And I also really like some of the other stuff that he's done.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that he's overrated.
I like him teamed up with other people because I think you need to add something to Jack White to make him palatable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, the White Stripes is mainly him, but you got this kind of cool, interesting drummer, right? Yeah, you got this weird dynamic. Jack White solo stuff, he doesn't really have any hits. I mean, they're okay albums. Yeah. I think they're all okay, and I do like him. But he's not this guitar god, for sure. And he's a little... There's a little bit of, I don't know, snobbery with him or something that I can't put my finger on. That's just like, all right, like... There was that movie, It Might Get Loud.
Right, yeah.
With him and Jimmy Page and this guy from U2, whatever his name
Bono
is.
Bono.
Bono's a singer.
Yeah.
It's like another one-word thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like they're asking him in the way they're
the
like,
edge.
What you, the edge. Oh, what a terrible name. Mr. Yeah. Edge?
The Edge.
Yeah, with his stupid beanie.
Yeah, right. think he's overrated?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You too. I'll just say that right out. But I think that's almost too obvious.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think the first thing you're going to do? And he's like, probably get into a fist fight. Like, that's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, no one's going to fight.
Yeah, right.
And you're not, any of you are that tough. You're just a bunch of old rich guys now. Like, what do you think? You're in some punk band? Like, no, you're a bunch of superstars. And how dare you? Like, no, you're not going to punch Jimmy Page. Like, shut up. Don't even touch him. But it's stuff like that where it's like, all right, come on. You're like, you're trying to sound cool.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, the Raconteurs, that band he did with some other guys, I love that album.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's because you get a mix of someone else in with him to, like, balance him out. On his own, he gets a little too weird, and nothing just...
Right.
They don't come out as, like, well-rounded songs, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think, I don't know, at least... I don't know his solo stuff. So, in my opinion, anytime I hear Jack White, it's his stuff that he's done with other people.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Raconteurs White Stripes.
He's had mostly now. Maybe
somebody like Patti LaBelle or something as well. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. But I haven't heard any of his just solo stuff. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. Okay, cool.
All right.
Underrated. I think it's underrated because a lot of people don't talk about it. Jersey Mike subs. Have you had a Jersey Mike sub?
I have had a Jersey Mike sub when we were coming back from Chris's place. Chris Cash from Mount Phillip Metalworks.
No, that was Jimmy John's.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well then the answer would be no. I've never had a Jersey Mike's.
That was Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. So yeah, no, I've heard a lot of good stuff about Jersey Mike's. It's not as well known in Maryland, but there are a few Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, I think there's a lot.
I've only heard good stuff about them. So
I think they're the closest to like an old school deli where they get, it's a big sandwich. And then if you get it, they call it Mike's Way, where then they douse it with like the vinegar and the oil and they hit it with salt and pepper and the lettuce and onions and it becomes this really big fat delicious sandwich, you know?
Oh man, yeah.
So it's like they dump the stuff on, so it becomes this really kind of juicy awesome sub.
That's like I don't know, is that like American Dream, like the big giant portion that's just like so good and so like,
I mean, that's,
you know,
what a sub
should be. That's what I want. Like, I always want like the, you know, what, like when you go to a diner, like it comes out, it's like bam, you get tons of stuff, you know.
You don't want the stupid overrated as Subway for sure, but I don't think anyone, no one overrates Subway anyway. Everyone kind of knows it sucks, but for so long it was the only game in town. So, all right. Underrated, Deadwood, even though it's always in the top like five lists of HBO. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but it's like my favorite ever.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
So good.
Not enough people know it and have or at least like in my circles. Barely. You know, barely, right. People. You're like, you've never watched Deadwood, it's so good. It's like it's so good. It's crazy good. You know, man, and there's a lot of things that I've watched that I think are really good, and also a lot of things where other people were like, "Yeah, you got to watch this; it's so good." But there's just something about Deadwood.
It has stuck with me. I don't know. It's like once a month, you just kind of think about it. I remember that scene. That was great.
Yeah, because
remember this actor? That was great.
It's so gritty and so The Sopranos, but back in the Old West, the language, the language and the
deliveries,
the writing and the delivery and the way they talk, it's so eloquent and so funny and oh man, it's so good. And so it doesn't seem it's not gritty and raw like the Wild West should be, or what you think of the Wild West. It's not just Southern accents. It's all this Elizabethan and, inspired language. 'Cause that's what it would have been kind of at the time. Right.
It's smart, but it's also like a simplified version as well.
It's so good.
It's almost like a Shakespearean, they all talk this kind of different language that is nasty and smart and really interesting. And you could really break it down. It's one of those things, you see so many shows and you're you're kind of picking apart, this is okay, that was that, this could be better, but this is one of those shows that's so beyond anything I think, you can't even comprehend how well it's done and even start to think how you would do it any better. There's no thought of that. It's just I could never, not that I would, but anyone, us as creative people could never touch what they have done.
It's so
good. It's a special group of people who made that cannot be surpassed in any way that you could try to do it.
Right. Yeah. You couldn't remake it better. It's just it's so good, man. And every character is so well written that everyone you love everyone and hate everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's such a real person. And they go through different sometimes you love them, sometimes you hate them. Oh man, it's so good.
Yeah, amazing. So there you go.
Definitely underrated.
Overrated, hot tubs. Underrated, a bath.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think I would have to disagree with both of those.
Would you go the opposite way?
Yeah. So I would say, I wouldn't say that hot tubs are underrated. I think they are correctly rated. I like hot tubs. Maybe that's also because I don't have them all that often. So when I do get in a hot tub, I really love a hot tub.
I will say a lot of times you're in a hot tub, you're in some vacation spot.
Right.
So that helps. It's having a margarita on a beach or something. You have a margarita in Mexico, it's probably going to taste better.
And underrated baths, I definitely have to disagree with that. But maybe that also is just because I don't have a bathtub that's big enough to take a bath. I have a standard size bathtub, but I'm not a standard size guy.
Luckily the tub in this place is really deep. It's not huge, but you can really sink into it. You can really displace some water, you know what I mean?
No, I'm definitely not a bath guy. I'm not down to sitting in water that's just getting cooler around me.
And no, you got to keep. I do like water. I like a constant flow of hot water coming in. Let me baste in that soupy broth of my own oils.
Not my favorite thing. I'm just not a fan of washing in general. I wouldn't say washing.
that's terrible.
I'm just not a fan.
Overrating hygiene.
No, just taking the time. I don't have the time to I take showers because I have to, because I gotta look good and smell good. I like smelling good. I don't want to be dirty. I don't like to look dirty. But, you know, I will go, like, summer times, I'll go as long as possible without taking a shower. You know, as long as I don't smell bad. Like, obviously, as soon as I start to smell bad at all, then
Well, that's why I don't want to take a bath. So by the time you get around to some water, you're covered in filth. And there's an oil slick on your bathtub. No wonder you didn't shower for 5 days. Yeah,
you take a bath, you got to take a shower first. You got to get clean. Then you're just sitting
No, I don't do that. Nope. No.
Ugh, that's gross. That's
no, nasty. Man. I do. You don't shower, though. So I've bathed, and you haven't done anything. I still win.
Yeah, but I don't take a shower every day. I shower, you know, every 2 days, every 3 days sometimes.
I shower every day, so...
Yeah,
and I bathe. I do it all, baby.
No, definitely not. But not down to sitting in my own filth.
I'll say. I do like a hot tub. I like the jets, and it's a relaxing thing. But you're usually in a vacation home, and I just start to think of the people last week and the week before who were in it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some weird hairs or juices floating around because those things aren't emptied and clean. No way.
No way.
No way they're coming. They just sit there and boil, and they're turned off for a few days, and then they start bubbling again.
Yeah, you need to get them nice and hot so they sanitize the inside of the tub and all the water.
But I don't think 105 degrees is enough to kill anything. It's just enough to like let it fester.
Fester.
You know.
Yeah.
But and usually I'll say like there's usually too many people in them, you know. You're, like, touching legs with some dude, like...
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
Like, all the good seats are taken, so you end up in, like, a weird middle one that's, like, too high up. You got, like, one jet on your butt, like...
Yeah, one cheek's high, one's low.
Someone's got half of it in some super seat, like... And I guess it does, like... this is all, like, a company thing, too. If you're in a bathtub, you usually don't have company. But a hot tub can be pretty fun if you got the right company.
Yes.
And you're a young man, so there you
go. So in a bathtub, but you know.
True, it's a little tighter.
It's even tighter.
A little tighter.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I prefer a hot tub with company.
Yeah.
Okay. Overrated, Jeep Wrangler. Underrated, Ford Rangers.
Okay.
We pooped on Jeeps a lot last week.
Right.
And that was fun. So even though overrated, I like them. But now if you try to buy one, they're super expensive, way too expensive. Yeah. And they haven't had competition for so long, except for now with the Ford Bronco. And they're just starting to cut prices and add things that people have wanted from them for a long time because there's competition. But
Right.
The old 80s ones, if you can get them for cheap, like I said,
It's
fun. It's cool to have the top off and ride. But like as a thing, they're not that great.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess I agree with that. I think they have a certain allure and a certain look that is just, it just stands out. And it's, I think that's, I would say that's why I wouldn't say they're overrated, because I think that they're doing something that's only what they do. You know, that look, there aren't any other vehicles that have that. And I mean, there are like a few things like the Bronco, you know, is kind of like that, but maybe a little bit, you know, what's the smaller one, the Jimmy or something, you know, there's some kind of smaller boxy truck, things like that. But really the Wrangler has a look that's like nothing else. And I think just in that, because of that one thing, it makes them like a step above, you know, for the look. I've never had a Wrangler, you know, I've ridden in quite a few, but you know, I don't know. I think they're fun. And maybe because I like have never had one, I've never had to deal with the weird stuff about them, you know, or got used to it, you know? So I think they're, in my opinion, they're pretty cool. I mean, I wouldn't say they're overrated. I say they're, you know, rated where they should be.
Rated probably. Or, at Ford Rangers are just workhorses, badass. Cheap.
It's too small for me, in my opinion. Like in my opinion, I'm not a fan of a small truck. I just want a full size truck. Like it doesn't have to be a full like 8 foot bed, double, you know, cab, like crew cab. I just want like a full size truck, you know, like the body. 'Cause in my opinion, I love the old Ford F-150s from like the 80s and 90s, you know, early 90s. Just that square body, nice wide, fat in the front, big grill, you know, boxy. Like that look is just so cool. And and when you downsize a little bit, to me it just seems like a little too downsized. You know, like it's just not it's not the whole thing. So that's why I wouldn't say that they're underrated. I would say that they are correctly rated. Like I think that they are, yeah, to me they're just not as cool as a full size, just because they're
a majority of the time you don't need a full size, but it's good when you have it, for sure. And 90% of the time you can get away with the bed of a Ranger instead of a full size, or depending what you do, they're a lot cheaper, so they're more accessible. Better gas mileage. If you're in the city and you still want something to do, like stuff, you know, it's much better to have something like that that you can actually park and get around and not have this huge, giant beast. Better gas mileage, stuff like that. And they're like, dime a dozen. You can get them for dirt cheap. So that's why I'm a fan of Ford Rangers.
Yeah,
or at least the old ones. The new ones are actually too big.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, they've lost it. That's why I like the Maverick, because it is actually small. If you're going to make a small truck, make a truck that's small.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a clown car when I'm in anything that's small. Especially, you know, like I'm just a big guy. So, you know, for it, and that's just my opinion, and for like me and that look, right? It's not, I think you might be right that yes, maybe they are underrated as for like how versatile they are. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, the look of them, they just seem like a, you know, kind of a too small version of a real truck. Like it's just a truck has a certain size that I think it should be. And the Rangers are like a Jeep Wrangler size truck, you know? So like it's this a little bit smaller.
But,
yeah.
Okay. Overrated. No. Yeah. Overrated cornhole, underrated horseshoes.
Cool. Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those things, like cornhole is just more in fashion, you know, in the whatever last,
I think it's
been a long easier, time, like 20
it's
years.
It's easier to set up anywhere.
Yeah.
That's why it's become popular, because you just need the boards and the bags, and you can,
you
can put it in a parking lot, which is the main thing, you know, people like tailgate and stuff. You can't tailgate with horseshoes.
Right. Yeah, I agree. But there's just something like more physical about horseshoes. You know, you're throwing a metal shoe at a metal spike.
It's so much more fun. It's by far the better game. And
I agree.
The biggest thing that I always talk about is horseshoes, kids stay away. They're not even allowed to be near it, because it's dangerous. Cornhole, every party that you go to with a cornhole board, you got to fight off six kids just to get one game on. And they, all right, go ahead, take a shot. Yeah, I know. Okay, get out of the way. Come on.
All right. Yeah.
When horseshoes is on, it's like, get out of here. Don't get. You know, like mothers are pulling children away. Like, get back.
You will die.
Yeah, this is not a game.
Yeah, you get hit by a cornhole bag. It's no big deal.
Yeah, you get hit by a horse.
It's like a pillow fight, you know? Right, exactly.
So you get a good, healthy distance away from the kids, which is part of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. That's, right. All the kids stay back and all the adults play horseshoes.
Right.
All the men.
Once you're big enough to throw it, then all right, join the fun. But
yeah, exactly. If you can't throw it the whole way, there's no horseshoes. Maybe like one time during a party, the kids come down and they can toss, like, you know, walk up halfway and throw the horseshoes a few times. But otherwise, like, no. This is a man's game.
It's an adult's game.
Yeah,
bounce.
Right, exactly. I like that. It's funny.
All right, I got two more, and then we're running over time here, so we're going to wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
Overrated random food festivals. Underrated the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
We already talked a lot about that.
I haven't been to a ton of just like food festivals. Yeah, I know there's like Greek Fest and blah 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 fest. Like,
yeah, but it seems to me that they're, the few I've been, it's just like a bunch of food trucks come in,
Yeah, right.
It's just you're surrounded by, okay, now I got to spend a lot of money.
Right, yeah.
They just get you trapped in a place where you're, like, spending a lot of money for things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, I would say...
And you've probably paid some money just to get in.
Right.
So you already paid a ticket just to stand around and, like... sample other things, but it's all like, oh, this is a $13 taco. This is a $7 beer. Oh, you want some? This is like a $14 funnel cake. And you're like, what is going on?
You're like, I'm going to pay all those prices, but I want to be surrounded by people dressed like medieval times.
That's right. At least you pay your ticket and you're entertained the whole time. There's a million shows and good people watching.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. We did, I don't know if this would be considered, maybe it is, like a beer and chili, or was it beer and chili? Yeah, beer and chili, like, walk in the town right next to my in-laws up in Vermont, you know, so they had, like, the whole little street, you know, main street, you walk up and down the main street, and you could stop at different places, and you could get different samples of beer and different samples of chili, and then at the end, you vote on the ones that are the best. They had, like, a beer and chili fest. That was pretty good. But that was, like... you did have to pay a ticket. I think it was like $15 or something for a cup. You know, that gives you the, it's like a half size little, like a plastic cup. And then they would fill those about halfway, which is probably like 4 ounces, you know, or something like that. So you were getting like a quarter, like whatever that is, a third of a beer each time. But that was cool. But it wasn't as cool as a Renaissance Festival.
No, never is. Never is.
I did, Chris Cash sent me a message when I posted that, and he was like, oh man, yeah, it was like, you know, looking good, maybe I'll see you there, and I let him know we'd be back in a couple weekends, and he was like, actually, that might work out, so we'll see if he may be there the next time we go.
Nice.
Yeah, cool to see Chris. He says he always just hangs out at the music bar right next to the Joust Field.
Oh,
and just
like
sits there and people watches the whole time. He's like, I don't dress up. I just go and drink beers and listen to music and, you know, just watch people. He's like, that's what we do. It's like, I could deal with that too. That'd be kind of fun.
See, there you go. We need to go meet him and just hang out.
Yeah. Right.
My last one, hang on. And this is a little off, but this is just for fun. Mm-hmm. Underrated Maker Camp, overrated Blade Show.
Well, I think because of the overall popularity, I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. I think.
Yeah.
The people who it gets back to, no one dislikes Maker Camp.
Right.
I think, and maybe no one really dislikes Blade Show, but my reasoning was, if I weren't doing something and you know, wanted to meet a lot of people who I knew beforehand,
right.
It would not be an entertaining event. Definitely not to go for multiple days. Right. Maybe that's because I'm not as into knives as some of these people, but going to a place with that much, I don't know. It just wouldn't be something I definitely wouldn't travel for it. Maybe if it was local, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so as an event, if I have no stakes in the thing, Maker Camp is a by far more entertaining, more to do, more bang for your buck.
Oh yeah,
a bunch of events.
Smaller groups of people. You know, a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
More variety.
More lots
of different people.
Yeah, kind of more. My style outside camping, fires, stuff like that, not in downtown, whatever, Atlanta or wherever else. And then hotels and all that, and like hotel lobbies, and that's all fine. And it was fun because we knew people, but if I didn't know anyone, I'd be like, nah, that was enough. Like a couple hours is enough.
If someone gave
me a free ticket to go, I'd be like, all right, I'll go in and check, walk around. Oh, that's kind of cool. And then just, all right, let's get out of here. A lot of people here. Let's go.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, like, the way they have it set up, too, is, like, Blade Show is set up that way, where you can buy a single-day ticket for $20 or something, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I guess you could do the same thing at Maker Camp. I think they do have, like, day passes for $25 or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, Maker Camp has a lot more variety and a lot more hands-on, right? That's the whole point. You're like there and you're hanging out and you're doing stuff. You know, tons of classes, tons of, you know, interactive stuff where you go and you actually make something or you do something, or, you know, a lot of open, like open forge, open, you know, like grinders, a lot of open stuff just to like enable you to try out things. You know, there's like sewing and there's woodwork and there's metalwork and there's boat building and there's timber framing and there's, you know, chainsawing. There's just so many different things that I think it's much more of a, like a variety show, as opposed to you go to Blade Show, it's called Blade Show. It's blades.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. You know, Maker Camp is just like going and doing stuff. Like it's a camp where you go and make stuff, you know, you're using your hands and the variety of stuff to do is so wide, you know, but I think, of course, like, yes, it's underrated. Blade Show has been around for a really long time and it obviously does really well because there are hundreds of thousands of people that go every year and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of vendors and they all sell a bunch of their stuff and they do really well. And, you know, if that's what you're going for, that's what it's there for. And you do have a chance, you know, it's like anything, it's niche, right? Because it's makers, it's knife makers. So if you're a knife maker, then it's the mecca of where you go to see all these people that you either like because you've known their work or you admire their things or someone who you're friends with, you know, but it's all people have the same interest, as opposed to Maker Camp is a chance to have like a bunch of different interests and meet new people. And it still is like a content creator camp. You know, because it's a lot of people who do like Instagram making or, you know, YouTube making. So it's more of that. It's more of like a content creator camp almost, rather than just like a blade making festival. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so I definitely agree. I think that Maker Camp is underrated. And although I think it's appropriately rated, because if it got too overrated, it wouldn't be as good. You know, we keep saying that, like if it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
It won't be as fun. It's not the same environment. It's not the same thing. If it's just like tons of people and, you know, lines and caution tape and, you know, it just wouldn't be the same. So I'm glad we got in when we did, and we'll keep riding it out as long as possible.
There you go.
If it gets crazy, although I think Austin has a good idea of what he wants, and I don't think he's going to let it. I don't know. Like, I don't know if he could let it go or he could control it, but I think he can in the fact that where, you know, it could be a certain number, right? You have this many tickets so you can sell each year and that's it. And so I don't know if his plan is to do that or not, or he's just kind of letting it grow as it grows and then we'll see where it goes. But I think there's something intimate about it that's what makes it special.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, there you go. That's overrated, underrated, good stuff.
I like it. Yeah, it was kind of fun. That's good time. It was almost as fun as Name That Maker.
Oh boy, almost.
Almost. Cool.
Sorry, folks, for that. Wrap it up.
All right. So recommendations this week. My recommendation is, speaking of knife makers, Fox Handmade Knives. So Scott Fox. I found his Instagram page not all that long ago. I'd say within the last couple months, maybe 2 or 3 months. And I really like his work. He does a lot of culinary knives, and his aesthetic is very similar to mine. So he's like lots of faceted handles that are fairly simple and like simple blades. He does a lot of Damascus and stuff, but really beautiful, like faceted, kind of geometric handles. I just really love this stuff. I started following, I think it just kind of randomly, you know, got suggested and I was like, yes, I definitely do like this person. So I started following him and have been very, very happy with all of his stuff. He has a really beautiful way of creating geometric handles that just speaks to me. So you can check him out again. That's Fox Handmade Knives on Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a new podcast called Harland Highway. It's Harlan Williams. He's the comedian who's in Dumb and Dumber. He's the cop. You know that guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Little pumpkin hair, cut it, you know, that like a little bit of the old grandma's cough medicine. Huh? Like yeah, that, right. That dude. And what was he get? What's that? Man on the Moon? Or no? What's his? Remember that comedy?
Oh yeah, yeah. What's that called? Yeah, it might be. Yeah, Man on the Moon. Or something.
It was like it was like his own one. And then he was in, what's that one with the girls? Like where he's like a sorority sister or something.
Oh,
so he's like a Wookiee.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah.
Like hilarious. So that type of goofiness is. You know, he has comedians and stuff on his podcast, and he just goofs around, like, the whole time.
Nice.
And he's great. Just really, really funny podcast. So there you go. Harland Highway.
Harland with a D?
Yeah.
Harland Highway. Sweet. All right, cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure you head over to Instagram. If you haven't already followed me on Instagram, you can add into the 10,000 plus of followers, which is just cool. So thank you guys all so much for following along and seeing what happens behind the scenes. You can also follow Devin at The Art of Camera Guy and head over to YouTube, subscribe there, check out our videos. I guess we have a laser cutter video coming up sometime in the future.
It's coming.
It's coming. Devin's working on that. And then, you know, we'll be putting up the Samurai Challenge. It might, like we said, it might look a little different, but I'm going to try to get that as much as possible and succinct so Devin can get that and get that up. And subscribe and like and let us know what you think, comment. And we're like less than a month away now from Maker Camp. So if you're going to be at Maker Camp and you see me, say hi, let me know you listen to us on the podcast, and I'd love to talk with you. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will talk to you next time.